Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast series. You're listening to Welcome to the Winner's Circle. So on this episode, you might remember her from a past episode I did in the summer. It's my friend Laurel again, and this time she's here with her boyfriend Mike, and they have also decided to do a podcast together. So we're here to talk about their podcast this evening. So hello, Laurel and Mike. I'm excited to have you two back to talk about your podcast. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing well. We're doing well. Thanks for the invite.
Hi, guys. We're doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. So they have a podcast series, and it's called Arons Con Curry. I have a feeling I did not say that the right way.
I'm feeling offended already. But it's fine.
You didn't roll the R.
It's Arroz con Curry.
Okay. I'm not going to try again, though. So, they're going to be here, and we're going to talk about their podcast series and just, like, what it's all about and get to know them a little bit. So, Laurel and Mike, you guys can go ahead and just introduce yourselves.
Yeah, well, I'm Laurel.
I'm Mike.
And our podcast is basically about dating, relationships at all phases, stages, and everything in between. Just what it's like to be young and dating, married, looking for love, not looking for love, breaking up, making up, singlehood, just all of that.
Right.
Yeah. Basically it's all about, we're not here to give advice about, about relationships, because, you know, we're not experts or equipped to do that. Right. But we do like to dive into, like, you know, what it's like to be dating at a millennial standpoint as far as our ages, and when you know you're ready, and what are certain things or obstacles that you're facing or that many millennials are facing dating in this time. So that's one of the reasons the podcast is about. And we do talk about all things as far as whole phases with women and men.
It's all encompassing.
That's part of it. I mean, that's part of the experience, so you can't leave it out. So really quickly, guys, how did you come up with the name for the podcast?
That's you, Laura. Go ahead.
Do you want to, well, we funny thing, funny story is, really quickly, we juggled a ton of names, and it wasn't until we actually started recording the podcast that I announced the name. And he was like, well, I guess that's the name. But we both sort of agreed on it so early on before we actually sat down and was like, we are going to make this happen.
Yeah. She always wanted to do the podcast. She always brought it to my attention.
Right.
As far as a little background, we've only been dating for like 2 years. So when me going into the situation, she already told me that she wanted to do the podcast and she was really interested. Right. And you know, and this is one, another thing of like when you're dating and you're millennial as far as like being on board with your partner. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was like, hey, like let's do it. She came up with the name basically because I'm Hispanic. I'm from Costa Rica, and of course she's Guyanese, and that's where the curry comes from.
Right, right.
So it's like blending two seasonings, two cultures, two different, I guess, perspectives on dating and coming together to make, I guess, one pot, which is us.
Nice. All right. That's cool. That's dope. It's so funny because I remember when you were on the past episode that we did about like millennial dating and what it's like in 2020. I remember I had asked you before we started recording that episode, like, can I announce, you know, or do you want to announce that you're working on a podcast project? But you're like, no, not yet. Yeah. So it's nice that you're able to come back just a short while after that episode. I mean, it was just a couple months ago.
Right.
So nice that you're able to come back in a short time span and just kind of be like, hey, I did it, you know?
Yeah.
So what do you think, or what are you guys hoping for? Like when people listen to your series and when they, you know, listen to your episodes that are out, what are you hoping that people should take away from that?
Well, I more so want it to be relatable. Mm-hmm. I want people to hear our stories and for us to be open about our experiences.
Right.
And hopefully have people on who are open about their experiences and people feel like they can relate and these stories are things that has possibly happened in their lives, and they maybe may or may not have handled it differently. I just want it to be a place where people can enjoy, feel entertained, but also maybe leave with a different perspective on how a scenario could play out potentially for them, and even be open-minded about the different dynamics and possibilities of dating. Right. For instance, we met very unconventionally. We met on a dating app.
Oh no, that's conventionally now.
Which is it may be becoming more and more conventional. But you know, and we talk about our first date and different things and how unorthodox it was. And I want people to understand that, you know, it does not have to be what they thought dating would be like.
Right.
And you don't have to keep dating the way you've been dating.
You can switch it up a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want people to just take away just different perspectives and ideas on dating, and hopefully a lot of it is relatable.
So one of the things also is that, you know, a lot of people didn't know that we met on a dating site. And there has been a stigma of being men on dating sites and what they want and what they're not looking for. So it's also just opening eyes, like, yo, you can have something positive that comes out of this. And like she said, we want to entertain, want to discuss. We don't want to be like, oh, the elephant in the room that they don't want to discuss certain shit. We want to talk about everything.
We
want them to be comfortable being your age or being a millennial and being like, you know what? All right, I can have this thought, or I can have this, or, you know, I cannot have this together. Like, as we go further into our podcast, we're gonna be talking about a lot of things, you know, as far as being ready financially to be in a relationship and things of that nature. So we just want to be able to talk about, like you said, everything, and open eyes that you don't have to be the perfect being to be in a relationship. And there's a lot of things that you know that you could do. This is fun. Being behind your partner and doing what she wants, because, you know, she wants to do the podcast. So I was like, I'm down.
That's good. Yeah. It seems like I kind of get the picture of, like, the podcast kind of goes, like, as you reach certain milestones in your relationship, you can kind of also, express that in the podcast episode. So it's relatable. It's entertaining, but it's also relatable for people who may be experiencing some of the same things.
Definitely.
So now that your podcast has started, and, you know, initially it was an idea, you had a goal behind it, has it evolved to something different than what you initially had in mind, or is it, like, right on track to what exactly you had in mind from the beginning?
To be honest, we didn't really, I didn't have, like, a certain
expectation
with it. You know, I just knew that we were going to put some content out there, and people were going to listen and just, you know, either tell us where we're going wrong or tell us what they're agree. You know, so it wasn't really like we expected something. We just want to have fun with it. We just want to be able to talk about our lives and talk and get different perspectives.
And see where it goes and let it kind of evolve.
Yeah, we don't have a structure most of the time, and we don't have a lot of expectations. I think for us, it's more so something that we enjoy doing together. And I feel like it brings us closer, because a lot of the topics that we decide to do on the podcast are things that we discuss ourselves first. So it helps us sort of talk about different things and gather opinions. And wherever it goes, we're happy about it. And we'll just keep doing it as long as we enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think once it becomes a chore or something, then we won't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's day by day. Like, you know, it's or week by week.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's kind of cool, though, too. Like, a lot of people have certain, like, they have, like, a blueprint or, like, a map, and, like, they're doing, like, a checklist, like, ticking things off of the list, and, like, it has to do this and it has to be that way and this way and whatever. But sometimes I do appreciate some of the creativity that comes from people when you don't plan as much, because it leaves space and room for just things to evolve organically.
Yeah.
And it feels more natural sometimes.
That was our first episode, actually.
Yes, I remember when I was listening to that. It was totally...
We had no topic. We were literally like, we said we would do this in 2020. Yeah. It's literally December 31st, 2020. Like,
right before the new
we're
year.
We're doing it. Exactly. Yeah. We need to do it, and we just did.
Yeah.
But that was actually, I remember listening to that. That was a really good episode for the first one. I thought it was great. So
thank you.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
No problem. So you released a second episode. I think it was, I want to say Monday or Tuesday or something earlier this week.
Yeah.
And so now how does it feel when it comes to recording? Like, are you getting more comfortable and are you noticing like any kinks that, you know, while recording that have to be kind of ironed out? Like, how is it starting to feel now for you when it's time to record or when you have, I know, I think the second episode you released, you had a guest on your show or like a couple, two people. So how is that feeling now with including other people and just, you know, as you're doing it?
So the thing about it is it feels great. We love it. I think everything went as planned. We're just, as far as kinks goes, I think we've worked it out between ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to sort of work out a couple things when having guests on, like the audio quality.
Right.
Then also, we're not professional podcasters and our guests aren't like celebrities who are used to being interviewed.
Right.
So there's a lot of like behind the scenes, like I got to go to the bathroom right this second, or I got to take this phone call, or I got to get up.
Yeah.
So it kind of, it interfered with the pace of things.
Also,
it's almost like improv when you go to a
theater.
It was like improv. Also, because it was our first, it was our second episode, and we did have guests. We figuring out like how to manage the guests on what to say and what not to say,
because
you know they were going places and we had to like pull them back.
Yeah.
Because it will take us to a whole different. And we're not trying to, what we're doing with the podcast is we're trying to have fun and we're not trying to have like a one dimensional thing where we're trying to alienate any other groups of people. So that's something that we learned.
Think that was our biggest takeaway. You never know what's going to come out of people's mouth.
Right.
So you can't control if someone says something that may come off like homophobic, for instance, and you want to like cringe, but you've got to sort of let it happen.
Right.
Disclaimers.
Also, people tend to like go off on a tangent and talk for like 4 minutes about something, and we're learning to sort of like wheel it back in.
Right. Well, I think it's kind of cool. I mean, I'm all about like sometimes on the spot creativity and things like that. So sometimes I kind of appreciate like going off on a tangent or just having like that space, like not having that boundary. All right. So the second episode that you released, and what is that about exactly, that episode, or like for one of the topics in that episode, what did you guys discuss?
So the episode was supposed to be about, or what is about, the do's and don'ts of dating.
Right.
So we described our first date, and we also had a couple on that aren't together now. They're not romantically involved, but they did go on a couple of dates, and there was the potential there.
Okay.
So we talked about what their date was like and why it didn't evolve into a relationship.
Right.
Versus what our date was like and how it evolved into a relationship. And then we kind of ran down a bunch of checklists of things that are cliche, maybe do's and don'ts when dating, like don't discuss certain topics or don't be late.
Did it feel awkward though, like in that space where they were, I mean, obviously I guess they're mature enough to have a conversation about it on a podcast, but did it feel awkward for you guys to like listen to them and like be with them as they're speaking about their dating experience, but then like, but actually we just didn't do a relationship? Like, was that weird in any kind of way?
No, not really. Because before they're friends, so we do feel comfortable with them.
Right.
It was just like interesting. What probably felt kind of awkward was them too, because I guess it was things that
their
was
first time discussing it.
Why it didn't work. You know.
So, yeah.
So that probably between them, it probably felt awkward.
Right.
But with us, no. Like we were just trying to find answers on do's and don'ts and what can help and what cannot help. One of the things was that our friend, she liked aggressive men and he wasn't so aggressive.
Yeah.
So that kid in itself, like a guy or a woman would listen to this podcast and be like, okay, so aggressiveness is okay at a certain standard with a certain level, I guess, of respect. So that right. that also can like open eyes and things of that nature. So
and we tried to make it comfortable, so it wasn't all about like what did you do, what did you do wrong, what did you do wrong.
Yeah,
right, right.
So they were chiming in about our day and like just dating in general.
Right. Well, yes. I mean, sometimes too, like just being single, and just like my experiences, sometimes you just don't vibe with somebody on that level. Like you're good. And you click in terms of just like friends, but then when yeah. it comes to like that romance, it's just not there, and that's okay. And yes. you might even get along better, and you might actually like the individual a lot better just as friends instead of trying to be something more.
Even though you do bring that up, the question is, you know, like when it comes to that, of women, when they meet a guy, they know that they're interested or not. Like we could meet a woman, and we know that we're interested or not. What will put them in a position where you feel like, you know what, we better off as friends? It has to be something that the guy said or did.
Right, right. Mm. Yeah, I mean, for myself, I think for myself, I would probably, for me, it's always definitely looks first and foremost. So, yeah. Well, I mean, it has to be. Like, if I'm going to give you any attention and I don't know you and you're a complete stranger, it's definitely based off of looks. And then from there, as we get to know each other, if we're connecting on certain levels or certain topics or what have you, then it's more, then it kind of, the looks are still important, but then it also becomes more of like the personality piece of it that's highlighted more.
Yeah.
And I think for me, sometimes I think like what you had said, Mike, in terms of like something the guy may say or do that may turn me off from a relationship. Like I've mm-hmm. dated guys and we're good and we're clicking, but then like if we go in public and I feel like he didn't use his manners, you know, the right way to like an elderly couple who walked past or just something like that, then I'm kind of like, you know what I mean? And then the whole thing about him just changes. Not that he's a bad person, but it's just like, well, I don't know, you know, why, like what happened to your manners at that point? Or just like if I see them, you know, just how they are, like, I mean, I have kids. So that's mm-hmm. a big thing for me. So it's also kind of like, well, how are they around kids? And if I see you're easily annoyed around kids, then I don't know. Like, do I want you in that space with me around my kids? Like, are you able to handle it? Or are you going to fold? Yeah. So for me, there's a lot of different things. But it, I think you're right. It is like, you're right, Mike. It is something that the guy will do or say that will kind of like shift the whole thing, whether, yeah. you know, it becomes something more or not.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just the chemistry isn't there,
right? Yeah, that too.
Like everything could be, it could be the perfect date, but just something about it, you're like,
yeah,
you know, exactly.
Yeah, that's happened too.
Even if it does shift, like, do women also try to figure out why he thinks like that or why he feels his way? Like, you know, instead of just like writing it off, you know, these are some questions that.
Right.
We'll be asking and stuff like that. Like, why are you writing it off? Like, okay, like you brought up kids, which is very important.
Right.
I do want to date someone who really loves kids because I do have a child. But I also want to know, why is it that you feel you don't want to be around a kid, or why you feel like a kid is annoying? Like, was it a past experience or
right.
something of that sort? So I can understand and, you know, probably tell you, hey, look, my kid is not like that. You know, if you give them a chance and things of that nature. So
right.
That's right. another thing as well.
That's a good question, because I've never actually took the time to ask that. It was kind of right. like, oh, I see the annoyance. Okay.
This, you know, won't work.
Right. So I never took the time to ask. So ruling, I don't know.
Hey, ruling out a lot of,
there you go. Maybe you, that's gonna what you can do in the future.
There yeah. you go. Ruling out a lot of things. As you know, you heard the first podcast when we met, I didn't have it, and she didn't rule it out, which is, I'm thankful for that. So, you know, right. it's a lot of, yeah.
You know what's funny? I didn't mention on the podcast, but mm-hmm. I recommend this to all women, and I probably will bring this up in later episodes. Mm-hmm. When I met him, it was the beginning of 2019.
Yeah.
So it was like literally the top of the year, like January.
Okay.
So I went into the year on, I downloaded the dating app. I went into the year and I said, I'm saying yes to everything.
not like yes man
all day.
Right,
like if you come at me the right way and you say, hey, I'm gonna take you out, I'm going, let's go, I'm gonna give everybody at least one date,
right?
Even if physically you weren't necessarily the person I would gravitate to on the app, I'm just going into it with a complete open mind,
right?
And so when I did meet him and we actually connected on so many levels, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to rule it out because he didn't check certain boxes.
Right.
I'm gonna give it more time because I'm just going to, what's the worst that can happen? I can't say I wasted 6 months of my life because if I wasn't out eating dinner with this guy, what would I be doing? You know?
Right. Yeah.
And I think a lot of women can kind of take maybe 6 months of their lives and just do that.
Okay. So for your podcast, I see, you know, I think it might turn into something kind of like therapy for couples. I think what happens for couples is like they like to have relatable instances or relatable experiences. And I think with that, even though you guys, I know you guys said you're doing it like for entertainment and you're going to let it evolve and all of that, I do kind of see that as some sort of like therapy or some sort of healing for somebody who may be listening out there, whatever your future episodes may be. And do you think you can sum your podcast up? Like, it's definitely about millennial relationships and dating and everything in between. Do you think it's specific for our Black community, or do you see it being more diverse with other races as well, with some of the experiences or guests that you plan to have in the future?
For me, I don't know how Mike feels because we've discussed this, but not in depth. Okay. We did discuss, like, we don't want to alienate anyone.
Right.
So if the content is relatable to you and the experiences pertain to your life and you enjoy it, we're happy for you to listen and be a part of it. But I will say it will definitely be a blackity black, black, black podcast.
Okay, good.
That's just who we are naturally.
Yes, exactly.
So I plan to have black guests on specifically because there's just not enough black podcasts that focus on black people and black couples in a positive way.
Right.
I don't think before this, we didn't listen to any podcasts that were like black couples that weren't, but black couples at all. We together didn't listen to podcasts, but a lot of podcasts that I found that were black couples, it was religious based, you know, like I'm a pastor and this is my wife, or we are from the church, you know. So I don't think we have too many podcasts that are just two regular schmegular people in their 30s figuring it out,
right,
not knowing what the next step is and just getting there together.
So I
want to see that more for black people specifically.
I do too. And I feel like this year, 2021, I just feel like this energy is definitely the year of like black love, or just us loving on each other, however people want to take that. But that's how I feel. And I think it's great that you guys are creating a space like this, because even young, you know, young adults or, you know, teenagers coming up, if they hear this, and it's just good for them to have this as a reference.
Right.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm excited about it. I mean, dating is always like a hot topic, you know? So I think this is, it's something that will never get old and people will always tune in about it. And it's just kind of, I don't know, the exciting part about it for me, for your IG page, I like watching you guys' stories when you have like certain questions, like those either or questions or like the yes or no kind of thing, like the ultimatum kind of things, you know, when you're in a relationship or when you're in a date, or when you had people submit videos talking about like their worst dating stories.
Yeah, we're like, still waiting for yours.
Oh, I don't know if y'all want to hear any of mine.
We definitely do.
I have to work on that for you guys. But to me, I think like that's exciting because there's so many different types of people in the world. And that's kind of a window into like these different millions of personalities that you can possibly encounter.
Yeah.
So I think that makes it exciting too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's talk about the IG page. I kind of just segued into that on accident actually, but let's talk about the IG page for the podcast. And how do you feel like, you know, it's the home for the podcast, it's like the personality for the podcast, everything your podcast is going to be there, but how is it different from the podcast itself? Like, how can you separate the page from the podcast?
I wouldn't say that we really separate the page from the podcast. Being that the podcast is fairly new and the page is fairly new, mm-hmm. it's just ideas that we already had, but right. that we were already posting on different pages.
Okay.
But we're taking it here. What it's basically doing is also building content of like how people think or mm-hmm. how, you know, women, men think in certain scenarios,
right.
as you can see some of the questions, right?
Right, right.
So it's also building content for us to discuss because
yeah.
even though we're putting it on a page, people can comment but so much. And if we were to respond, we could respond but so much.
Right.
But then we can definitely go over it and they could probably get our point of views. And if they want to chime in, they can also chime in right. on the podcast. So it's all about, we're using it hand in hand so it could build the content for us to be able to move forward with our podcast.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really good.
I think the page, I would say, is a way for people to interact with us and for us to sort of mm-hmm. like interact with them.
Right.
Versus the podcast, it's just the two of us recording alone, you know, right. usually.
Right, right, right. I'm curious with the Freaky Friday questions. who comes up with those things? I'm like, I'm reading some of them and I'm like, oh wow, like Laurel thought of this? And I'm like, hold on. So you know, I'm just curious who comes up with these questions.
I write all of the Freaky Friday questions, but it's all stuff that we have talked about before okay.
yeah.
all the time. Like yeah. Mike is a freak. So 90% of the stuff is things that we've talked about.
Right.
The last few times, because we were running out of things, we mm. asked people to like submit stuff
okay.
to our inboxes. Mm. But it's just stuff that we've talked about like over time.
Right. Right.
And maybe not in reference to things that we've done, but just right. things that we've heard or whatever through other people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing something different. So you're yeah. I'm sure you're hearing stories from different people and all that
exactly.
kind of stuff. Okay. Yeah. And so you set up a podcast email, and so do people actually use it, and are they you know, do you get a lot of emails now, or is it more like inboxes, or how do you manage when people reach out to you?
We don't have a ton of email yet, but I think it's because it's fairly new. We're only 2 episodes in. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping as the listenership grows,
right.
People will feel more comfortable submitting emails. As of now, people usually just communicate with us via DM.
Right.
When they submit the videos, a lot of the times, all of the video submissions so far have been from people we personally know.
Yeah. Mm.
So they've literally sent it to our phones. Like, oh, this okay. is my birthday. Here you are.
You know what it is too? I think some of the people probably haven't like really sent like, haven't sent content to like the emails and things of nature
mm-hmm.
because it's like a judge thing. They don't want us to really look at it like, oh wow, really? Like, mm-hmm. you know, I think that's yeah. we're not here to judge anybody.
Right.
We told our story and I could probably be a little embarrassed about how right. I handled my second date, whatever.
I don't know if you know this, but some people want to stay anonymous, so it'll be a black screen that I just sort of like put a face over.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. It. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think people are the warming up slowly, but a lot of people are still wanting to be anonymous and not comfortable yet.
Right, mm. right.
submitting their, you know.
It might be one of those things, too, because, you know, Brooklyn, I feel like a lot of people know each other but don't realize they know the same people.
Yeah.
So I think that might be part of it as
well. You don't want to accidentally tell a story about somebody that might watch it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're talking about me.
Yeah. Well, we tell people, we say, you know, don't put timelines on anything if you don't want to.
Right.
Definitely don't use names. Yeah. All those kind of things, you know.
Right, right.
But, yeah.
That's awesome. I'm just excited. You guys are doing great. I'm seeing it like take off and just how it's growing already with the different the segments, like the outreach that you have and for the listeners to be included. I think it's very creative and it's great.
Thanks.
So how do you think the social media has kind of helped? Because I did watch your followers from like when you first started the page to where it is now. And I was like, wow, the numbers shot up. And I thought that was great. So how do you think like that happened with social media? And do you feel like there's a difference between Instagram, Facebook, and Clubhouse when it comes to like getting the attention for the podcast?
So Clubhouse, we haven't really done anything yet. Mm-hmm. As of yet, I'm still trying to like figure out how we can get that
navigate that.
But with Facebook, She's on there more than I am.
Right.
I'm more of the Instagram person.
Okay.
And the word of mouth. So I feel like social media has definitely been a platform for us to be able to reach to more of the masses than we want to. Just by us tagging the page and then putting the story and then us tagging so and so and then people are like, oh wow, and things of that nature. So it's definitely a good platform for anyone who wants to really get out there. Like, social media is the best thing right now for you to really get that. Because I've also seen our followership grow as well. And it's all because of the social media.
Right, yeah. Right.
To be honest, we haven't done much in the way of, like, marketing.
Right, right.
Because we, like we said, there's no structure. We just sort of wanted to, like, throw a coin in a pond and see what happens, you know? And so as it grows, maybe we will make more of an effort to market it and to build it.
We our logo too. We finally got our logo.
Good.
Yeah. So it wasn't something we started out like, hey, let's go get a logo made and get a graphic design or whatever.
Right.
We just sort of like, let's do this. It'll be fun. It'll be cool. It's something we wanted to try and see how it goes. As far as social media, we focus more so on Instagram.
Right.
As far as Facebook, to be quite honest, I have not posted a ton on Facebook just because I have so many older family members and relatives and stuff that
follow
my Facebook. And part of me was I'm still unsure of how much of my business I want them to know.
Yeah.
And how they will feel. I don't need the aunties calling me about talking about anal on Friday.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I don't know how much of that we're ready for. So we're just sort of letting it grow organically.
Yeah.
And as it increases, we may do more and more.
Right. Yeah, I've heard too. And I've noticed that a lot of these influencers or people who grow their social media following, they kind of go full speed on one particular social media app. And then once they've got that like built or that foundation, they kind of can bring it over, you know, wherever else they decide to go. I've heard that from two people so far who are social media influencers. And I'm like,
that's good advice.
Yeah. So it's great advice and it makes sense. So it's just really focusing, I guess, on one, and then it can kind of like spread a little bit later. But I think that's awesome. Right. So you guys just did your logo. That's amazing. And do you think, in terms of, I know you haven't put much thought into it yet, but do you think that maybe now with the logo, you could come out with like a hoodie or a t-shirt or, you know, something like a cap, a hat, or some unisex things?
I definitely think we can have some merch. I also like foresee, hopefully, we'd always talk about having like discussion groups. But we talked about having it like amongst our friends, like other couples and different things. So I definitely see, you know, if we can get past a lot of these COVID restrictions and hopefully people start, you know, this situation starts improving with COVID and people.
Right.
We can sort of do that in person stuff. And then we can definitely do like some merch. But it would be nice to like, you know, do a panel, a group of people and like sort of have a discussion that we could record and then possibly even post it on a YouTube channel. Who knows? But I do foresee that in the future, hopefully.
Yeah, I think panels
are, we're able to get outside more.
Yeah, I think panels are a lot of fun to do. I've done one panel with a past guest that I had. He's based in Philly. He's like a conscious rapper, lyricist. And it was kind of on a whim, and he was like, I'm doing a panel. Premiering one of my videos. And so it was cool. I mean, it was very late at night, like 3 o'clock in the morning, but it was cool to just be on the panel and just like get that feel for it and, you know, be around different individuals from you've never met before, but you're all kind of trying to have the same conversation. So that was the nice thing about it. I think that's one of the good things about a panel is you kind of don't know who you're going to get. So the conversation can kind of go anywhere.
Lots of opinions.
Definitely.
Yeah. So what is episode 3 looking like? And what's the frequency that you guys plan on like, you know, releasing episodes?
Right. Okay. So this is how you know this is a real legitimate relationship. We don't fully agree on the frequency of the episodes.
Yeah.
I feel like once a week should be, that should be our target. Mike feels like we shouldn't commit so early on to something like that, and we should sort of just go with the flow, because it is very organic, and maybe there will be a week where we're busy, or we don't feel like it, or we just don't want to. Maybe we're mad at each other that week, and we don't want to sit down and talk about, you know, anything together.
Right.
So, you know, he feels like we should just sort of let it flow.
Yeah.
I do think we can commit to doing it an hour each week. So we haven't fully decided yet. So we have not announced.
Flip a coin.
You know, exactly. We have not announced, like, hey, it's happening every Monday, or it's happening whenever. So far, we're going with the flow. Right. We do have an idea for episode 3, which was Mike's idea today. You want to tell them what?
Yeah, so basically, episode 3 is going to be about friends, influences, and relationships.
Okay,
so
nice.
Being in a relationship, during the relationship, you know.
The dating phase, the talking phase. The dating phase
and things of that nature, and how much influence does your friend
or
person that knows you have in your choices of dating someone or staying with someone or things of that nature, or just you know, just influence, period.
That's a really good topic.
It really is. If you notice, what we're doing here with this podcast is that we're attacking things that happens on a normal dating scene. So when you, like, you know, for episode 1 was like, hey, when we met. Then episode 2 was like, what I did or what she did on the first date was not whatever.
Got it.
Episode 3 is like, hey, like, now we're dating. My dude or her friend is like, yo, so you think you want to talk to this guy?
Right.
Because we did have a scenario where, very quickly, when I first started dating her, I had a phone that my cousin had gave me. And the reason why I had it is because my phone had fell in the water.
Right.
Her phone, we always talk about this. I always like go start rambling.
The longest
stories, but yeah. So the phone had a screen protector on it, a dark one,
a privacy,
right?
One. But it wasn't my phone. It was my cousin that let me borrow it. Her friend felt, because I had that screen protector, I was up to no good. And I was like, well, it's not my phone. That's the reason why I had it. So when I did get my new phone, now I still don't have a privacy protector. So, you know, how about that?
Those are banned.
How can it really influence how you feel and how you go into thinking if it's going to work, if it's not going to work? So that's what we're going to discuss.
Right. So the topics kind of follow the progression of our relationship.
Right.
So that was one of the things, like my friend telling me he's sneaky. He got a privacy screen on his phone, his personal phone.
Right.
So it's just, so that is just going to kind of follow the natural progression of our relationship.
That's good. That's awesome. That's so funny. That is so funny. Okay. I was going to say about the frequency and posting, I kind of went through the same thing when I initially started this, like, how often do I want to post? And, you know, with my schedule already, you do get those moments like, listen, I'm just trying to go home, get the kids in bed, and I'm just trying to chill for the rest of the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is kind of like, okay, do you want to set like a commitment and like push yourself to stick to it? Or do you want to really kind of just be organic with it? Because I feel like too, I think I've said this before a number of different times, like I listen to different podcasts all the time. I actually love listening to podcasts. And, you know, I can always tell, like, if somebody's kind of reading a script. I can always tell if it's, like, more natural in a conversation kind of flow. But I could just kind of tell, like, the people's energy behind it. Like, okay, let me just get this done out the park. Like, just check it off the list.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I always appreciate the ones that are, like, more organic and just kind of more, quote-unquote, normal, like, just something everyday people, like not so perfect and not so packaged and prettied up. I mean, even now, as long as I've been doing this, I still struggle with like, how often do I want to post an episode? Because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to sit and then you listen to the playback and you know what I mean? If there's like hiccups and you want to try to edit it, or even if you don't do that, it's just like, you know, coordinating with people and like how many people do you want to have lined up? And, you know, it's like, you know, you want to do another episode in the future, but everyone may not say yes. So just to get to that one yes, to get a definite recording,
you've got to hit up like maybe 5 people just to get one yes. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of just like texting, DMing, calling, whatever it may be, however you may know the person. And that also is just a lot of energy too, especially if you have a busy schedule. So I can definitely relate to that. I would just say in terms of the posting, I think just do what you feel like when you feel like it. That's kind of just what I've been doing, just like when I feel like it.
That, but part of me feels like, will people lose interest if, you know?
But I do think
it feels that we build the audience and there's an expectation. Yes. Hey, we want to hear what else they're going to talk about because of all of the things that we post on our Instagram. So I understand what she means.
And we do get those texts. Like, when is the next episode? Like, after the first one, I got a bunch of texts and DMs and people, you know, that I know personally, like, when is the next one? When is the next one? And I'm like,
What I've kind of learned, like, from mine, because, you know, I just created my podcast page on IG, which is new. So my thing is just kind of like, okay, I'm not doing a podcast every week or like, you know, every single day, but maybe I can do something else, you know, interacting with listeners or whoever's following me on my actual page to kind of make it like engaging, to kind of hold them over for a little bit until I release the next episode. But also too, nobody is like texting me like, when's your next episode? So I kind of don't have like that pressure. I mean, I kind of just feel like, and for me anyway, for how it feels for me to give my best, it just has to be like, that's my balance that I found with it. But I definitely think if you have people texting you, then you have to just meet the demand. So they're really interested, which is great. All right. So do you guys want to talk about where they can find you on social media and your email address and all that good stuff?
Yeah, so you guys can find us at Arroz, A-R-R-O-Z, A-R-R-O-Z underscore C-O-N-C-U-R-R-Y, Arroz underscore Concurry on Instagram. You can email us at arroz, A-R-R-O-Z dot C-O-N-C-U-R-R-Y 69 at gmail.com.
No pun intended.
Exactly. Arroz dot Concurry 69 at gmail.com. And you can also check out our podcast on every streaming platform. Same name, Arroz underscore Concurry. Wherever you stream,
check us out. No, I mean, if you have any thoughts, or you have any you want to chime in, or anything about, you know, worst date scenario, good date scenario, about a dating situation, hey, contact us. We'll definitely get back to you and discuss. It's not a problem.
All right. Now I have one other question before we go. I want just some kind of fun. So, what was like the most exciting date you guys have ever been on, like done anything spontaneous, like a trip or just something exciting, fun, just like out the box, out of the norm? What was that experience like for you guys? What did you guys do?
Well,
you start.
My best date that she took me on was to a Jets game. I was interested.
Okay.
I would say, hey, our first date was one of the most interesting dates.
Okay.
Our first date, because it was the
best date you ever had.
It's not the norm, you know. It's not so normal that a guy just, you know. gets real freaky on the first date.
That is actually normal.
It is.
People have sex on the first date.
I mean, they do, but I mean, at least they wait till they get to the house.
Let's hope so.
Our first day was most interesting, but not our dating life is fun. You know, like we do a lot of fun things. We go a lot of places.
Yeah.
So, you know, but most interesting one was really our first date. It was definitely, because it's not something that you expect. So,
Yeah, I think on my best date was our first date, just because I feel like it was like sort of unspoken at the time, but we kind of knew it was going to be the first of many.
Right.
In that moment. It was just like, sometimes the universe aligns and the chemistry is good. And that
And good alcohol. Good Hennessy.
For me, it was chemistry. For him, it was just being drunk.
And the first date was where again? You said a Jets game?
No, that was his our best date. Ah, okay. Him. Our first date was happy hour followed by a few different lounges.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I can't think of what my best date is ever. I don't know. We've had a lot of good dates with each other.
That's exciting. Yeah. I was gonna say I can tell because I know Mikey just had a birthday and I came to the birthday party and I know Laurel put it together. Yeah, that party was so nice. I was like, she needs an award, like
or a ring.
That too.
Thank you.
But it was so nice and just like
I'm glad you came. I hope you had a good time.
Oh, it was so fun. It was actually, I'll be honest, that was kind of like my first indoor social event during COVID, like during a pandemic. So I was kind of like, my mask, oh my God. Like, I kept like taking it off to have some drinks and have like snacks or whatever. I'm like, oh, like put my mask back on. But it was cool. I mean, it was very nice. I loved the theme of it. I loved how everybody was dressed and it was, you can tell, like, a lot of love was put into it. The cake was nice, the cake tasted good, and just the people there were just all good energy, and I think that's something,
Thank you.
So, it was very nice, and you guys are so nice together, and cute, and pictures, and, like, I think I got there kind of late, but you posted some stuff on Instagram, Laurel, and I was like, oh, I wasn't there for that, but, like, you guys taking pictures together and everything, so was really cool. So, well, okay. So that's exciting to hear about you guys' first date and all of that stuff. And so I just want to thank you guys for being on this episode. It was fun to talk about these things. And hopefully everybody who's listening, you know, you just kind of let loose a little bit and just, this was something that's a little more like fun, I guess, or entertaining to listen to and for us to talk about. But hopefully you got something from this episode and you guys should follow them on social media, their Instagram, Arons con Curry. I think I said it right this time.
You got it.
I got to practice on my Spanish. Just follow them and interact and, you know, just something lighthearted, but something that everyday people experience. And it's just something that's another way to connect with people and get to know people. And maybe I'll do a video submission for my dating
looking
date story.
Looking forward to it. It could be a good dating story.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll see. All right, but this is the end of the episode. So everyone, thank you for tuning in. Laurel and Mike, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. And I'm definitely going to listen in when you release episode 3. I got to get caught up and listen to episode 2. But
yes,
thank you everyone. So peace and blessings. Bye guys.